Hi guys, I'm Shay Mitchell and I play Emily Fields.
And I'm Troyan Belisario and I play Spencer Hastings.
Welcome to the Pretty Little Liars podcast. So, in episode 119, A Person of Interest, which aired on Monday, February 28th, a lot of stuff went down.
Yeah, we went to the police with some evidence that we thought was really crucial and we thought pointed directly to Ian. And turns out that actually it was just A playing a really cruel joke on us. And now the police are kind of after us.
We got brought in and obviously having to talk. And I think all the girls kind of lied a little bit for Spencer in terms of her relationship with Ian.
Yeah, I was really excited when I read the script because I thought, you know, when Spencer was lying about it, you know, they were all interrogated separately. And so I think it was a really worrisome moment for Spencer when she chose to lie about it. And then when she walks out and sees that all of the girls lied to protect her, too. I don't know. It's kind of one of those like sweet, but you don't know if it's really a good thing moment.
Right. And I think because we had no time to kind of talk about anything, we got taken right out of the school into the police department. There was no like, OK, so we're not mentioning this. And we all kind of just figured it out, which was really cool, I think, at the end.
And a lot of stuff is going on between you and Paige.
Yes. I think, this is probably the real first kiss that they actually share. The first one was a little bit of a surprise with Paige just landing one on Emily. But it was really cool doing this. I mean, obviously, we had to sing karaoke, which was
Oh my gosh.
We were doing ADR for that, and it was hilarious. Jumping around the whole nine yards, we felt like we were Pink on stage in front of millions of people.
Amazing.
Yeah, it was really good. But not only did they have us do it in ADR first, we actually had to sing live in front of a whole bunch of crew members and extras in the real take. So that was really fun and embarrassing. Oh, I was like, what else could they do to us? Put us in spandex and like in our one-piece bathing suits with a swim cap and make us sing? Because,
don't tempt them.
I know, right? Never mind. it was so much fun. It was hilarious. I can't wait for you guys to see that scene. It was a really cool one, shooting it, the whole karaoke thing. The other thing with Emily, I think, in this episode was that when Paige told her she wanted to keep the relationship a secret, I think she had huge flashbacks of like, Maya, this is exactly how Maya felt, which is, such a big 180 degree turn because before Emily was the one that was like, no, we can't go anywhere. We have to go somewhere remote, not in front of anybody. I don't want anyone to see me. And now she's going through the exact same thing, just playing a different role. And now she's having to deal with that, with Paige being uncomfortable about being seen.
Yeah.
So that was really interesting to play a different role. And but then, I mean, you and Toby.
Yeah, really fun stuff at the motel. We have our own little stakeout. And then I get a first kiss of my own, which was pretty exciting. It's really funny. I was just about to say, I don't think I expected that. And that's exactly what Spencer says when Toby lands it on her. I did not expect that. But I think that they're getting closer. It's really interesting, especially with how close I think Spencer and Emily have gotten in the group, that all of a sudden then Spencer and Toby form this relationship. And it kind of kicks up something in between Emily and Spencer that they need to work through.
Right.
As well.
I didn't know that the writers were going to make it as easy for like Emily to take it. But then obviously because Emily, was really taking a liking to Paige, she's like, whatever, be happy,
Yeah.
And now that she's more comfortable with herself, she doesn't need Toby almost like a crutch to kind of be like, do I like him?
Yeah.
Kind of her last hope for liking guys. She realized that she didn't. Mm-hmm. And therefore, go ahead, Spencer.
Nice. I got the go-ahead.
You got the go-ahead.
And it was also really crazy for Spencer to find out, because, she was so gung-ho about Ian being with Allie at Hilton Head and Ian doing this with Allie the weekend before Allie disappears. And so when she comes home and Melissa finally lets it out that, in fact, it was Melissa who was at Hilton Head because she was pregnant with Ian's child the first time around. It's just like
Huge shock. Yeah.
So, I think that was a really frightening moment for Spencer when, she's really struggling to keep her family on her side because she's going out on a huge limb to sort of accuse Ian, who is now her brother-in-law, and her family's accepted him, you know, as a member of the family. And so for her to basically serve him up to the police and say, I believe that he killed Ali, I believe that he's guilty. And now, and her parents, I think, took a step to support her in that. And then you find out that they're really quite angry when she hasn't been entirely honest with them. As, you know, they have a right to be, but I think it's a really scary and lonely position for Spencer, which is why I think she kind of takes so much solace in her relationship with Toby, because he's in the same exact position, you know, with Jenna and with his own family and feeling it like an outcast from the rest of the town. I think she really identifies with him.
Outcast of the town. Toby is perfect for making us feel better, right?
Yeah.
His relationship with Emily, making her feel less of an outcast, and same going for Spencer and Toby. Like, he just really understood us.
Yeah, I think we should just make a clubhouse for Emily, Spencer, and Toby, in which we should all hang out, and we'll call it the Outcast Clubhouse.
That would be perfect. And then I remember shooting the scene where we arrive at your house, and the police are there, and you're now considered a person of interest.
Oh, my God.
I just remember walking up, and it almost reminded me of the pilot when we walked up to see, you know, all the police around and everything, and it was so emotional, because knowing that, you know, one of our best friends of the group is now being considered for killing one of, like, our best friends.
Yeah.
That was a total, like, shooting that scene, I got shivers, seeing the police cars, and, like, who could even think that you would be somebody, you know, a suspect.
Yeah. I'm really actually quite excited to see where they go with it and how far, mm-hmm. you know, Spencer gets accused. And I don't know if at this point, like, it involves going to trial, it involves going to jail. You know, I know a lot of conversations happen now between Ian and Spencer, in which he kind of warns her of what might happen, you know, as it gets closer and closer to the police finding out more and more. And I think it's really scary.
To think what's also really scary is the fact that, you know, Melissa and Ian will be having a baby that's half of Ian.
Yeah.
Creepy.
It's weird. Really creepy.
He's
really.
In your family permanently now.
Permanently tied into it. So be sure to tune in to our next episode on Monday, March 7th. And the episode is 120. It's called Someone to Watch Over Me.
In a good way. Someone to watch over us in a good way, please.
Please.
Not a scary A watching over us. No more of that.
Yeah. The thing that I remember most about this episode is the girls getting really, really excited for how well Hannah's love life is going. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, like everything in Rosewood, things happen that are really unexpected. And I think it's about the girls rallying to protect Hannah, even though they don't really know how to do that. It's kind of like when something really awful happens to somebody, how much do you step in? How much do you stay out of their way and like let them go through what they need to go through? I think it's a really, because stuff gets very deep in the next episode between Hannah and Caleb.
With Emily, things also get really, things get really crazy for her as well, just because, you know, relationships that she thinks are heading in the right direction might not be heading down that road. And I think all the girls, as they have before, but they're taking even closer looks at the people around them just due to the fact that, like, weirder things are happening and more people are being, you know, put under the microscope for being suspects.
Yeah, and I think for Spencer especially, I think the heat gets turned up.
Way up.
The police start following her, and it becomes kind of a, is this something that I'm going to be able to honestly get myself out of? In terms of, you know, can I just tell the truth and will they believe me? Or is it time for Spencer to run? Because even though she knows she's innocent, they might not even believe her at this point.
Thank you guys so much for listening to our podcast.
And thanks.
Don't forget to tune in next week, Monday, March 7th at 8 o'clock on ABC Family.